That record button's got to be around there somewhere. Episode 99, I believe this is.
I believe it is 99.
That's what I was thinking. We're
on the fly quick.
99. I got 99 episodes, but a bleep ain't one.
It was the year I graduated.
You're just a young pup.
Just a kid.
Yeah. It's been crazy the past couple weeks, man.
Well, I believe that. You've been from hell to breakfast, you know?
Right? Yeah.
Just, and you drove from the PCA trade?
Well, so. I rode. I did not drive, but I rode, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you drove.
Yeah. Which, I mean.
You flew in.
And yep. Flew in, decided to ride back with my buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good ride, except we got into New Mexico. The radiation in the air plus some potent Mike and Ikes ended up losing a tooth. So that was good. So, yeah, went to the dentist, got my tooth, the remaining tooth cleaned. And now I have to go in and get whatever's left of the cap or after the cap has fallen out, whatever's left, I have to get extracted later this month. And then they're going to give me a bridge or something. I don't know. So that's fun. And then, trying to get all the content out, trying to do everything that we do. Yeah, it's been busy. Plus, the whole network here at home, you know, trying to upgrade and expand and make things better. It's been quite an effort.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of 2.5 projects with podcasts alone.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you got a boat.
Well, I can't wait until you get back from your extravaganza so that you can take over editing again.
Boy, I tell you what, there's days where I'm just ready to be done.
Right. Yeah. It's I remember SLC was that way for me.
That was only 4 weeks. This is 5 times. Do you understand the PBO class, especially? I'll have seen them graduate twice, 2 rotations before I graduate once.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, how's the family? Are they doing good?
They're doing good.
Yeah. Do they miss you yet, or are they out partying?
Well, kind of both. Corporal Cat Lady had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, dang. That sucks. You missed that.
So, yeah, she was. But we made it work. We used technology to our advantage, and I was able to go to the same restaurant that they were at, just in different places.
There you go.
And then.
What was that, Texas Roadhouse?
It was Longhorn.
Steakhouse. Oh, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, same idea.
Yeah.
I was able to eat a piece of cake when they were eating cake, you know, so.
That's pretty cool.
So video chat in and whatnot and do the whole thing, so.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah.
My cat doesn't eat cake, so I can't. He doesn't even have a cell phone. I should get him one.
You should.
Yeah.
Just like a, even if it's just a GoPro.
I don't even want to mess with that. So.
So you went from, how many states did you hit on the way back?
Shit. I don't know. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona. I think we just skipped Texas, hit Oklahoma, Missouri, and then, back home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why the long way around?
The fast way was treacherous due to snowstorms.
Ah.
So we decided to avoid that and took the long way.
There you go.
Yeah, it was kind of a bucket list type of thing to drive back from Vegas. I'll never do it again.
I remember you saying that somewhere else. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have that. What are we talking about? Yeah, you called me the other day and you were like, something about like AIT students or basic training or some BS. I don't know. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. And I've already forgotten.
It's, you pretty much got it all right there.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I called you and said, I think this was yesterday, actually, like, I'm going to go to the food court and I'm going to get me, some Charlie's subs.
Oh, I love Charlie's.
I love Charlie's and I love the loaded fries, you know,
yep,
the whole thing. But I was saying how I'm going to hate my life And you're like, no, Charlie's is good. And I'm like, it's Charlie's is good.
Charlie's is good, yes.
When the food court is swarming with AIT kids and you're standing in line for literally for 30 minutes. And I think where I was going when I called you was that the Army is really, I don't know if it's evolved, but changed in the last
column A, column
quarter
B,
century. Yeah. They're getting to go to the food court. They're getting to go to the shop at their... They have technology. They
Which
have
is
all these things.
Really weird to me because, I mean, I went through basic training in 1998 and AIT as well. And I think maybe once, maybe twice, we were allowed to go to the shop at, and it was to get necessities, you know, underwear, socks, deodorant, toothpaste, that type of thing.
Right.
And we were told, don't pick up any electronics, don't pick up any candy, anything like that. And they checked our bags when we walked back into the barracks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you didn't get privileges.
Well, and these kids, I see them at the shopette, and they got brooms and mops.
What?
Yeah.
Like they're buying them?
Yeah, they're buying brooms and mops.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the Army issued stuff isn't going to get rid of the mold, and they're not going to sell you anything at the PX that's going to get rid of it either.
No, that's why we have contractors.
Right.
But yeah, so I think that was really, really where I was going with that was privileges that are allotted to these soldiers. And then we talked about the correlation between that and the Fortune 500 company that is known as U.S. Army.
Yeah. The United States Army is a Fortune 500 company. Convince me otherwise.
Change my mind.
Change my mind. Yeah. No, that's weird. And obviously we don't know all the circumstances around that, but when you go to basic training in AIT, and this is in my mind, and I'm sure that you agree, you're there to be trained and become physically fit. You have not earned the privilege to be able to go to the PX and get Charlie's or whatever.
Well, right. In our minds.
Right.
But the societal changes overall over the last, like I say, the 20 last quarter century.
Sure.
Where people feel like they deserve these things.
No, bullshit.
You know, like,
you know,
even, oh, go ahead.
Well, that's the same thing with, you know, my train derailed and I'm a little brain foggy just because I'm trying to get over a little bit of a cold here. But, you know, again, going back to when I was in basic training, you know, they did things like, well, we had BDUs back then.
Same.
And you had to wear an earplug case.
Yes.
Like that was part of your uniform. And what I didn't know at the time, because I was a dumb young private, as I should, when you're back home in the National Guard, at least my state, you wore your earplug case on your chest pocket. But during basic training in AIT, you wore it on your collar.
On that button loop that never got used.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that was the tall tell sign to any active duty member on post that you were a trainee. And I didn't know that. I was oblivious.
Right.
But that's how, if you snuck off, you got caught because your earplugs were up on your collar and not where they're supposed to be.
See, and it all kind of depended because back home, our unit wore them up there too. But
really?
We put the engineer castle on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they're engineers. I think the engineers here did the exact same thing. I was a transportation company. We didn't do anything cool like that. You know, but the whole thing is that what you earned in basic training was the knowledge of what it took to be a soldier. You earned your physical fitness. And you earned flags to designate the flags, the stage of training that you are in. Yeah, and we talked about the white flag, the blue flag, the red flag, whatever order that's in. I don't know. It was so long ago. But that's what you earned. And then when you got back home, you continued your training and you moved on through the ranks. You didn't go to basic training and get every weekend off.
No.
You didn't get a cell phone or a Game Boy or, well, now it would be a, what your I guess it's all cell phone games now. Back then, you had handheld games.
Yeah, you had the Game Boys, and I think it was just the Game Boys.
Yeah, there was probably some other, but the Game Boy was the popular one. But you didn't get that. You lost all proof. Matter of fact, you got to call home like once every 2 weeks, and you only had 5 minutes, and 4 minutes of that was punching in your prepaid calling card information and listening to the phone ring before your family picked up and was like, hello, oh, how are you? I'm fine. And then the drill sergeant's, next!
Yep. Walk over and he'd click the button on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But you literally, you're not wrong, because those calling cards were literally like,
it took forever.
It was an 800 number.
Yeah.
And then you had to type in like another like 12-digit PIN and then your 10-digit phone number, you know, because you had to do the area code.
Yeah, it was
you, but had to call the 1-800 number. Go through that whole thing.
Yeah, you called the 1-800 number, then you had to follow the prompts, type in your credit, your 16-digit whatever it was, calling card number, followed by a PIN number, followed by the phone number you wanted to call. And if you messed up one time, you had to start all over, hang up, start all over. And it was just absolutely horrible. It's not like today where you just grab your cell phone, click a button, and in 10 seconds or less, you're talking to somebody.
So did I tell you about we had some CW5 come in and talk to our class. He was with SDDC. And so he had asked, basically he wanted everybody to ask a question. He was going to answer his questions. Well, he had answered my question by answering somebody else's question. So then he gets to me and I'm like, man, I don't know. You already answered my question, but
way to
since
be
you
prepared.
Want a question, I'm like, do you feel that with the recruiting woes of the Army that you'll see the draft come back?
Oh, that's a good question. What was the answer?
He says, he's like, well I don't know. he's like, the Army's trying various different things. Yeah. To get us to not go to that. But, well, I guess, you know, I think part of the question was, you know, we haven't met our recruiting numbers, you know. And so what do we do?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question either. I know that there's a billion things we try, you know, and you get to that point where you do waivers to get people in because they can't pass the ASVAB.
Right.
Which didn't we have that conversation?
We talked about hiring tens.
Well, yeah, but didn't we have, I can't remember who I had the conversation with. Again, it's been a very long couple of weeks, but I don't know if it was you or somebody else I was talking to, and they were like, you know, that whole concept of everybody, they graduate high school, they should serve a minimum of 4 years.
Okay.
And so then I'm like, okay, well, but what if you're, you know, what are the disqualifications? Because I feel like every time we try to recruit, we increase the requirements and the stipulations and put so many red flags in place just so that we can do exception of policies. You know, so what happens if, you know, you have somebody who is born, let's just say, or let's just not say born. Let's just say that you have somebody when they were 6 years old, they had a traumatic event, lost one leg from the kneecap down. According to today's standards, they cannot be in the Army. And they came back and they said, okay, they can't be a fighting force, but they can do clerical. They can be banned. There are jobs in the Army that they could do outside of the concept everybody is infantry first.
Well, true. And I honestly believe that like the infantry first mentality thing is like not it anymore.
No.
So think about it this way. Okay, 19 weeks, 142 days, 5 months, 21 days, however you want to count it, right? I'm here. I have not worked a full Friday since I've been here.
Okay.
There are other days where we're being pulled from class, which is why I'm here, to set up for a 5K, to go to a different class's athletic event that is assigned by the dean of the college.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of see where you're going with it.
But,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, look at when we went to SLC. Right. If you look at the, what do they call it? The Rubik's. Yeah, the
Rubric.
What the actual requirements are to graduate from this class. It's a week-long class. We could have done everything in 1 week, worked hard, got it done, and been home. Right. Instead, it has to be 30 days, not 31 days, because then we have to pay you TRICARE or give you TRICARE. So it's and just 30 SEP days.
And everything else.
Yeah, and family SEP and all the other stuff. So it's 30 days. And we're going to stretch this thing out and come up with all sorts of BS. And that's what you need to do to graduate. When the reality of the whole thing is what you really needed to do could have done in a week. So you're there for 5 months. If you look at the requirements, could it be done in two?
Probably like 2.5.
2.5. Okay, let's just round up to 3.
Sure.
So how many people in the class?
This one's 28.
28 people. 28 warrant officers at that. Being paid for 2 extra months, family SEP and all that other stuff, BAA, whatever. I guess I just don't understand. What do you get? How out of that 2 extra months, what do you get for that time?
Right.
That makes that huge amount of budget make sense.
Yeah. I think where I was going to go was, when you and I joined the military, it was mission first, soldiers always, right? You probably heard that or no?
Yeah, I don't remember those words exactly, but yeah.
Well, now it's soldier first, mission sometimes. Our mission is to go through the POI, but they're pulling us from POI to go do these random events. No.
Right.
Why waste my time?
Well, but okay, here's okay. So we can also talk about the difference in mentality between the active component and the reserve.
Let's
component.
Do that, because I got some good stuff for you.
Okay, because with certain systems that we use, it is being designed and set up for the active component, where they have X number of people sitting in an office. One person does one job, another person does another job, another person does another job. Nobody does, I shouldn't say nobody, but these people are not active component. They're not doing multiple jobs at one time. And then we struggle because the National Guard, we have a fraction of the full-time force to accomplish all these tasks. So every single one of us, we have to be able to touch this whole wide variety of things.
Yeah.
And we struggle to do it because the system is set up where Specialist Snuffy does awards, Sergeant Snuffy does enlisted promotion. You know, it just doesn't work. So when you're sitting there at school at an active duty base, well, their force is already actively doing that one thing, but there's all these other things that need to happen, that need to be done. So what's the answer? Pull from the schools.
Right.
That's force that we're not tasking that
well,
we can.
Well, and then it's like, well, this should bring pride to your, you know, to the base. Motherfucker, I don't give a shit about this base. The only thing I care right. is getting out of here. But so
right.
So last week we had to do we had to move a brigade element on paper, and then we had to brief this. We had to move them to NTC. Okay.
Okay.
So
So this is similar to the exercise that we did in SLC where we had to deploy an organization.
Exactly. So they took points off of our briefing because we didn't talk about weekends or Memorial Day.
And wow. So during a mobilization, do you get to go home for every holiday to spend with your family now? Well, one of us is frozen.
Hey, I'm back. So where I was going before I was rudely interrupted by whatever happened. Man, that thing crashed.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that internet or your computer just...
The whole thing just froze up on me.
Wow.
And like I couldn't do anything. I had to hit the I win button.
All right.
But so they took points off for not mentioning weekends and then the holiday. And in my mind, we're Army. We work weekends. We work holidays. I'm not getting restitution for God knows how many holidays that I've worked in the last 25 years.
Right.
So I don't understand the big deal here. It's like, yeah, okay, great. I get it. But at the same time, why is that a factor?
100%. How many? I mean, at least two birthdays and two Christmases I've spent deployed.
Right. Yeah, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, okay, you have to move an organization. And, of course, you go into it's all scenario based. It's training, right?
Right.
So when you're at a school, your mentality is everything I do is important. We got to move. So I think that's a little shady to be able to say, oh, hey, by the way, we need to move this organization, but, you know, it's priority number two, not priority number one, because if it was priority number one, sorry about your holiday. We got to do this.
Right.
Hey, you know,
guess what? Mission first.
Well, that's our mentality. Yeah.
Yes,
but then you go to school and they're like, it to me, that's complete bullshit. It's just another thing to. We have to dock you. We have to make it look like you were unsuccessful. I mean, look at what were the requirements to be honor grad at SLC?
I forget, but it ended up being like you had to be voted by your peers.
Right.
And then you had to be able to say the NCO creed without sounding off.
Without sounding. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then some guy, Lopez, that was not even in the class, got more votes than people that were.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So. My mentality is still the same, that you go to a school, you try to learn as much as you can, but your ultimate goal is to check the green box and move the F on.
Yep. Get me out of Dodge.
You know, it just upsets me that, you know, like, this is funny. What do I care about the Army's budget? What do I care about it? Why should
the Army obviously doesn't care
about how much money is wasted on shit that doesn't make sense?
The Army obviously doesn't care about the budget, because if they did, some generals getting a flipple for leaving like billions of dollars of equipment in Afghanistan.
Well, but that's a story of stature, you know, like how many people like you? How important are you? Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to do that to you.
Well, then why do it to me for losing a poncho? You know?
Well, because millions of ponchos are lost every year.
For only $56.
You had the exact same thought.
You too can buy a poncho.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. I don't like it at all. It's... Thankfully, I don't have any schools in my near future. I actually did see a conference that was coming up that contractors, civilian employees of the military seem to be getting funded to be able to go to. And I asked, and they're like, well, how much is it? And I'm like, well, I mean, about $3,000 just for the event alone. Nope, you're not going. All right, cool.
That's cool. Because let's be real. The contractors run this man's army.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's new, it's different, I'm a part of the old bunch that's just sitting there trying to figure out what the rest of their career looks like.
Right.
And I kind of sit there to myself and I say, well, as long as I can comfortably pass or check off all the green boxes that you need to check off throughout the year, I'll stay in until they kick me out.
Right.
But at the same time. Which is how old now? What's that?
Which is how old now?
What MRD go for officers goes to 60, I believe.
I think you can get an extension to 62.
You can, I think, yeah, but you got to be important.
At this point.
But at the same, it's like, okay, stay in till Uncle Sam says, sorry, we can no longer accept your services. But then in order for me to do that, then you're looking at freaking MLC. And I don't want to break it to you, Uncle Sam, but I'm not a college boy.
Yeah, neither. Do I look like a college boy?
Well, kind of a little bit now, but.
I will tell you one thing that I'm learning here is how to create an executive level PowerPoint brief.
Oh, you'll have to share. I would love to see what an executive level PowerPoint brief is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not briefing executives. I mean, when you call it executive level, it sure goes back to being Fortune 500.
Yeah, no, the terminology has definitely changed. I don't know, man. I do love the fact that the Army is using modern technology. Because I'm a technology geek. I love technology. I love that shit. But I hate how restricted they make modern technology. You get to a point where you're like, man, I could do so much. But you won't let me. It's like waving a banana in front of me and saying, you can smell it and you better get full.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, you're only going to get half of that banana.
Right. Yeah. No, you're not even going to get to eat it. We have to send it to the Culinary Arts Institute to prepare it. Yeah, of excellence, to prepare it. They have to make banana pudding. Then you can have that banana.
And by the time
we're going to task you out during that time so that you won't be able to get there.
Yes, exactly.
Welcome to the Army. This banana's for you.
The shit is bananas.
B-A-N-Y-B-E-R-R-Y. Well, like what the? I don't know. I really don't know how this episode. Like, look, everybody, if you're listening to this, and at this point, thank you. Not sure why you're listening, but thank you. I don't know what this episode's going to sound like because we had about a 6-minute break in there where Bacon, his 22-year-old computer crashed. It's hard for that fan to spin when it still has deployment sand in it.
That's likely the problem. But I'm afraid to clean it out.
Yes.
It's working most of the time. This is like the first issues we've had in a while.
Yeah.
I blame it on Sunday night in the IHG.
Are you getting rewards points for staying there?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous amounts of points. What do I have right now? I'll pull up the app quick just to share. I have probably 63,000 points.
Wow, that'll get you a one-night stay in Burbank.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
but
the IGH in Compton.
Get some California love going on there. I'd probably be better off staying at your sister's.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
You don't know me, but I know your brother. You got a spot on the floor for me? Make for great content.
I'll sleep by the dusty guitar.
They're all dusky guitars over there.
All right, man. Well, let's wrap this up. I don't know what next episode is going to look like. It's the big one hundo.
Yeah.
but we might celebrate hitting 100 after you get back.
We can celebrate, we can produce episode 100, but we can celebrate whatever it's going to be, 105 as episode 100 when I get
right.
back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, just we'll record 100, put it out, and then 105, 106, whenever you get back, that's when we'll have our big triple-digit shebang.
We need to, like, at least plan something. Noisemakers and streamers and confetti and stuff. I don't know.
Sounds like a whole lot of effort.
Right. Yeah.
I'm being tasked out.
I should just celebrate by getting a computer.
Well, I mean, that won't hurt.
Look, this thing has been, it's like this, your 2004 this computer escort has been passed wagon
down for generations. My great uncle had this computer.
It's been passed down since the beginning of time when I was abducted by aliens.
That thing's got a way of freaking... My wife has a Dell gaming laptop. I don't know how... It's probably 5 years old at least by now. That thing is a brick, and it's completely worthless.
So it's no different in size than my work computer. The only difference is this one is, it says Intel Inside Pentium, and that one says Intel i5. So it's holy really the shit same computer. Huh?
No, a Pentium to an Intel i5, which an i5 is old and outdated, but gee, a Pentium. Remember when Weird Al made the song? That's old.
Oh my god. It's still functional.
No, apparently it's not. It just crashes in the middle of a recording. All right, let's get out of here. I don't want to have to edit anything any more than I have to.
Yeah, true story. This is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, no. So it'll be fun.
Yay, fun.
All right, guys. All right. Until next time.
Stop rooting, my friends.
Jesus.
Find the stop button here.
There it is.